Parshas Truma, the parsha of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a Sid Niskov, Haldafka, the Tziruf of this Zav, Ketef, Nechoshes, Krosh, and Urias, is a Mokam of Ashrosh HaShchina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was Metzamtem Shchinosa. Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzem, it's not Mechel in Bechlal, in Loid Musa Guf, Ein Aguf Bechlal, to be Mechel, in Union of Gashmias. There's a Sid Niskov over here that is a symptom of Ashrosh HaShchina. The Ramban writes that the Yisoid of Mishkan, the Matoro, was because it's a tzimtzum of Maimed Har Sinai. It's a place where it is a mazkeret of Maimed Har Sinai. That was the Matoro of Mishkan. The Ramban is from Vor Kamen for Omen. It was not Dafka after Chet Egel. Even before Chet Egel, B'li Keshet to Chet Egel, it was already miyured that there was supposed to be a Zamusig of Mishkan, which is a mokum for the Lahamodas Maimed Har Sinai. The Sforna, in a few places, is before Nishtazoi. He learned that the Matorah Mitchilo was supposed to be Molei Chalaris Kvoidoi. The whole Musig that it's Mitzumtzum and Mugbal to one place, Ba'achachet Egel. This is the Sephorna Lashitasa in many other places also, where he learns that certain Dinam, Halachas, Pratim, are only Nisoyer because of a Chet, because of a certain Matzav that was Nishtanet. There's a Lashon of a Psikta the Chofetz Chaim brings, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Livnos Loi Bayis. So Nizdadeya Moshe, Haloi HaShemayim, Ushmei HaShemayim, Lo Yechalkeluka. It's not shy that the entire Olam HaMloi, Bechlal could be Mechalkel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heich Evne Bayis, Onolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elofi Koichi, Elofi Koicham. Don't do it based on the Musogim, my Musogim. Tak, it's not shy. Lefi the Koich of Klal Yisrael, Esrim Keresh B'Tzofoin, Esrim Keresh B'Dorim. Kach Hu Atziv Le'Won. What I'm demanding from the Yidden, that what's something they're capable of doing. Moshe Rabbeinu continues the Shakla Vataria. You're going to bring karbonis in this Mishkan. Hare kol ha-lechem ve-eitzen ve-kol ha-chayis sheva oylam lo yichal kuluka. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yilufi koichi. Elo lufi koicham. Es ha-keves echa tase ba-boiker. Es ha-keves ha-shen yitase ve-nu arvayi. Shteto a very big Yisoid in Mishkan and a very big Yisoid b'chlal in Alis Hashem. What the Rabbeinu Shloilem is being taiveya from us. Lo yilufi koichi. Elo lufi koicham. Overchutz the fikai chom, what a person is supposed to do, that's what's mutl on a person. Now the Ishkan, the pasuk says, "Va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom." The Alshach Hakadosh writes, "B'soichom is b'soich kol echad ve'echad." The emes the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants that there should be a hashras hashem in every single yid. B'soich kol echad ve'echad. The Mishkan is a dugma of such an inyan. Now the Mishkan and k'maykin the mikdash. We know there were many Nisim, the Tzadim Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim were in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan also, it's Moli Nisim, it's Moli Ruchnius. I heard once a Marshal, it's a Choshev and a Kudim, you know, by all the different Medinois of the world, they all have embassy. Each country has a representative, a place that's an embassy from that country. And technically, the Marshal, you go into the American embassy here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Al Pichok of the international law, you're now in America, welcome to America. That even though it's somewhere else, it's a representative of a be'etzem, not the marshal of Melitza. It is that it's the mokam of Oisei Medina. The Mikdash is the embassy of Shemayim, right? There's Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Va'orat Nasim Adnei Adam. Oh, but there's an embassy. The embassy of Shemayim is in the Mishkan. That's Memela, the Nisan Oisei, that we're all Meshach Shaychi there. It's because it's a representative of mokam Hashchina. Now, if you were to ask someone, there's a lot of pratim in Mishkan, kapoyrus, kruvim, menoyrus, shulchan, there's a lot of different sugyas. But if you were to ask someone, what, in one nakuda, what would mamish be the nakuda merkazis of Mishkan? So on one hand, Avad and the Sforum will talk about it, a lot of pratim, but the yisoid is hashroas tashchina, Kodesh Baruch Hu tzimtzum, a mokayim for hashroas tashchina, la'achar chayt ha'egel, before chayt ha'egel, with different shatim. But the one nakuda, hashroas tashchina, la'umazeh, and the Sforum talk about this also a lot. The Iker Kli was the Orin with the Shnei Luchas Habris, which represents Torah. The Merkaz, the Nakud, the Merkaz is in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's Torah. Torah is the central Nakuda of Mishkan. But the Amos is, the Pasuk says, Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy, Rachmano Liboboy, the Amos Banish that wanted it, Li Aketa, Li Azov, that wasn't the Inu, he wanted the lathe, he wanted the Nidva slave. Because Klal Yisrael, the Mahusam, am Zecharayim Galeik Do'an the Mishkan. So if you're going to ask someone, so what's the Nakud Demar Kodes? Duch Zech Shteito, HaKodesh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael V'Yirai Sechadu. As I state, Kemat, in Zohar, quoted that. And the Lashon brings it in many places. You know what it means there. But this idea of Yisro Eirais of a Kachubichu Chadu comes together with the Mishkan. The Nakuda Merkazis of Mishkan is Ashuras Ashchina. The Nakuda of Ashuras of Mishkan is Torah. The Nakuda of the Mishkan is the Kol Asher Yidvenu Livo. Now we know we spoke the other week, the MS, that there's a Zivog between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the MS is a steer about this. I'm all going to read the Minyan more Barchava. On one hand, there's a Zivog between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosn, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and it was Kedushay Hef with Bizas Hayam, Kedushay Shtar is Luchois, and the Mishkan is the Mokim of Ashuras Hashchina. The puppet says in Malachim when they hid Yoshio Melech when he was a child, his grandmother was filling out the whole Beis Hamelucha. They hid him in the Chader Hamitos. Chazal teaches it means they hid him in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh Kadoshim is the Chader Hamitos. That's the Mokem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. L'umat that we know there's another Zivug that Klal Yisrael is the Chosan, the Torah is the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shver, right? And the Mishnah, that shot is like Rashi brings in the Medrash, in the Huma, Aseli Kitan Echad, Lifresh Bitish and Asati Lacha, Lifresh Mimen Ain Yachal, Aseli Kitan Echad. So it's under the Herem Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Kitan, you know, the extra Kitan Echad for the Shver, for the Rabbanish Leilam, or Fakar, it's the Mokam of the Ziva Galein. Now, the Shev Shmaitza in the Hakbah, there's a Gewaldic Arichas there in Yoni Agarta, but the Shev Shmaitza in the Hakbah, he stalls on the Rashi of Yikhuli Truma. Rashi says Lila Shmi. So he says Emes Nazoi. There are others for, and he brings from others that I sort of understand. Abishai talks about this also. The Kesef Kedushin. We said the Klai Yisrael is a Zivik. What was the Kesef Kedushin? The Yikhali Truma. Kesef Kedushin is Gidon gave the Nidvas HaMishkan. That's the Kesef Kedushin. Now that's not Shemi. That's the power given the Chosam, the money. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Adam Choshev Shaini. By Adam Choshev, the Tzur of Kesef Kedushin is such that the Kala gives the Chosin the money. And that's what it means for Yikuli Truma. Now the Shev Shmaitzer brings, it's a Shaila in the back, and Siddin Kufzad, he says, Hanot Odom Choshev can't be with that Matan HaHafzer. We know by Kedushin it can even be Matan HaMatan HaHafzer. But when it's for the Matan, the Hanot Odom Choshev that she gives him, it has to be Matan HaGemura. It's a whole Shaila in the Paiskim, but he never sounds like that. So he says, Yikhu, you want that this B'yikhu should really be in a Sina, that it's in a Sina of the Kedushin, Ki'ilu that the Chosin accepted from the Kala, that's good for the Sina of Kedushin. But it has to be Lishmi, it has to be Lishma. If it's Amanas, Sheyichi B'ni, Amanas, if it's not Lishma, then there's no Amanas of the Chosin, it won't be the B'yikhu Li. This B'china, that the B'yikhu Li, it has to be only when it's Lishmi. Now the Pasuk says, B'yikhu Li Truma, Me'ez Kol Ish, Asher Yidven Aluboy. You do what the Arizal writes by a zivug. Klal Yisrael with the zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael has in it, first of all, it has the letters Li, the outside letters of Yisrael, the Yud beginning and the Lamed at the end. That's Li. That's the Chitzoniyistik part. And the inside letters is Asher. Yisrael has the letters Asher. He explains Li is the person. That's why by Eris and the Lashon of Chazal always Hareyam Kudeshes Li, Hareyam Moreses Li, Hareyam Lila into Li represents Eris, and it's the whole reason why Li is it's Gematria 40, the 40 days, and Yitzhiras is the Chitzoni, is the Kechelik, it's the outside letters of Yisrael. The inside is Asher. Asher is already when it's the Zivik is coming, Beshlemus. Asher is 500. And we spoke other times that Peru Revu is 500 Gematria. And also the Shem Shakai spelled out fully the letters is come down to 500. Over Asher is when it's beyond that. That's 501. We spoke the previous passage. The Tzachadash Be'achav is 501. May Amosai. Gemara Talmud Bavli starts May Amosai. My Amosai is 500. But that 501 is the Lemal Miderach HaTeva, and it represents the Nesuin. So you have the Li and the Asher. So they say it's Maduik in the Pesukah. V'yikhu li truma me'ez kodesh asher. We're putting together those two parts. Similarly, v'atim Torah. V'atim ti li mamlechat koyin v'goy kodesh eil hadvorim asher tabanei Yisrael. But after the Shir Saluchas Bechei Te'egel, the Rabbanishlam says v'ato hanichu li. Because as we know, the Shvirus Haluchas, it was a Tanai. When he broke it, it broke the Eretz and mailed it. It was already Chuppah from Kabbalah and Harkadigas. It broke the Kedushin. It made an Ois, because otherwise the Klai would be considered that they were Mezana. And then there would be no Pischon Pes. So it was the Hanichuli. We took away the Li, Memele, it became Ois. There's another time of that, but we're going to move on. You have in the Torah big arichas here on the surah and the oifen of the binyan hamishkan and the dimensions and the details. And if you do it, there's a famous michtav from Rav Hutner that he writes, put a place in the Torah where the Torah by arichas talks about the dimensions of the building and how exact. If you do it by the Tevas Noyach. Tevas Noyach also. So he says two places where the Torah talks about binyan. He's talking about what it means building a yeshiva. He says a person has to realize that yeshiva, mebaita yeshiva, or yeshiva on one hand is a mishkan, it's a makam of ashur, it's a makam of yis'ala, it's a makam where it's a merkaz where you can come and be mis'ala, bitzafsa. But on the other hand, avada, there's a mabul outside, and a yeshiva is a tevas noyach. A person has to know that a yeshiva is a tevas noyach. You can't make a hole in the boat. And you can't bring the wrong things into the boat, and the prata nowadays, all kind of things that can be brought into the boat, then it's going to sink. And avada huadin, you know, avada always the gedolim said, even the makulkal, avi arayin, I was arayin in the tevas noyach, nishkali machin begans the tevas noyach. You have to know, rosh elas chacham. But someone that thinks that the yeshiva is only a tevas noyach, and he doesn't realize that that's just one facet of it that you have here mishkan, so he's zichem missed the boat, even if it's not going to sink. It's avada the two over here. You have the bechina of mishkan. And you have the Bechina of Tevas Noyach. There's a whole Lushima. Zohar, Ketet, Nechoshes, Vechulu, Rashi says, the 13 things that are mentioned here, the emesis, if you count them, there are 15. There's a shaila what Rashi means. Either Avni Shoyim and Avni Meluim is not in the Ches, or maybe Tchelas, Argom, and Tlashon, he counts as one. They're all Semer, just painted different colors. Of the emes, there are 15 marquee, 15 basic components that the Mishkan is made out of. And the remes for that is Yud Hei. Yud and Hei. Ki Beko Sur Olamim. Olam Haba. And Olam Haba were Nivra with a Yud and a Hei. Mishkan also is Nivra with a Yud and a Hei. When there's a Zivug between an Ish and an Isha, it's Ish, and the Zivug is with the Yud and the Hei. The dimensions of Tevas Noyach, the Kli Yavi talks about over there, all are a room and a room, 15, multiples of 15. The Shloisha Avos lived there for 15 years. Yaakov Avinu was 15 years old when Avram Avinu was Nifter. The Chibur of Shloshtam Yachad, Hachotam Meshulish Levin Heri Yenotek, was 15, was that Bechina of Ka. Now the Ka is a Chibur of Shemayim and Oretz. Shemayim is Yud and Oretz is Hey. And the Zivug of both of them together is Mishka Shokel to Bria Silom. San Sofer writes that in Zohar Kesef Mechot is a remez for all the days that we have Kriyas HaTorah, that there was a takona to lane that this is Zohar HaTrumah Shatik Chumiyotin, this is when you spoke in Torah. Zohar is Zayin is Shabbos, Hey is Yom Chamishi, and Beis is Yom Sheni. Then you have Kesef. Kesef is Kippur. Yom Kippur is Sukkot and Pesach. And the Chayshis is Ner Chanukah. Ches is Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah also is Rosh Chodesh. Shin is Shmini Atzeres. Tov is Tainus, Tisha B'Av. That's a remez. You know, there's a minute that they land in a sea, and there's 12 days, the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. There's a minute to land in a sea, and ain't it different? Who's they? Who's the remez? So the Shabbos, it says Zav Vochesef Unachosh. It says a Vav and a Vav. The Vav is for the 12 days of the Kriyas Anasiyah, Mefshir Aremez. Pesach Chaim writes that the Mishkan and also the Mikdash is the Emes a tsura of the Adam HaElyon, Osali Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem, and he explains that the Emeth, the Shlemus of Mishkan is Bemesh, the Shlema of Koimus HaAdam, and it's Mavur in the Zohar and other Sfarim, how the different parts of the Mishkan represent a bit different parts of the Ivarim of the Guf. The Inayim is the Menorah, the Shulchan is the Peh, the Achila, the Kodesh Kadoshim is the Gogoilus, the Tzitz is the Metzach, the Mizbeach Kefiris is the Reach, is the Ach, and there's different inyanim that each chelik of the Mishkan is represented by a chelik of the Evorim, and it's all representative of Hashiras Hashchina. We know when Titus came, Zatan Nefesh HaChaim, when Titus came and he Ki'ilu destroyed the Mikdash, it was Mayim Tchun and Tochan. The Etzel wasn't destroying it already. Klal Yisrael Machmas Chet Om already were Poigim in the Mikdash HaElyon. What was left for Titus was just Ki'ilu, it looks like he's doing it. And there's Oysten Nefesh HaChaim. Every Yid, V'osuli Mikdash Hanti V'soicham, when a Yid, V'machshava, V'dibur, V'maisur, even the Machshava, has a Machshava, Tira Raveira, that's worse than Titus Shehit Nezoyna L'Mikdash. Titus Shehit Nezoyna L'Mikdash is already Lachar HaMaisa. Of a Neshama of a Yid, a Klal Yisrael, that his Neshama is Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaimah, a Pagam that he makes, that's worse than Afilus Titus that was Machmas into the Mikdash. Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, "Ein boinin Beis HaMikdash b'layla." The mitzvah, also the mitzvah for Shachanti B'Soichem, it's one of the mitzvahs that they write so. Ein boinin Beis HaMikdash b'layla. Shenemar v'yoyim hakem emes emes mishkan. V'yoyim mekim noisei v'loy b'layla. And his mom shech v'oiskin b'binyin me'alois ha'shach or atei takichovim. Binyin Beis HaMikdash is only b'yoyim. He fears ois. Ve'ein bini beis hamikdash doich haShabbos v'yontif. Bini beis hamikdash is not doich haShabbos v'yontif. And also it's only by yoyim, not by laila. But in the middle there he says, Hakol chayovim livnois u'lesai ba'atzmom u'v'mamoinom anoshim v'noshim kemikdash hamidbar. Everyone is mechuyif to be part of the mitzvah of bini beis hamikdash. Men and women azoyvi in the mishkan. Ve'ein mevatlin tinoikish al beis rabim l'bini beis hamikdash. You're not mevatlin tinoikish al beis rabim. That not. Fregen achroinim, so you do the noise, the sugin kiddush before. Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Gromo Noshama Potter, and it's a huge arichas and a topic. What goes under the category of Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Gromo? Of a mitzvah that's not noy Shabbos is considered as man Gromo. Shabbos loves one tefillin. There are other mitzvahs that are not noy on Shabbos, or a mitzvah that's only noy in a certain time of the year is called man Gromo. So Binyan Beit Hamikdash is not Shabbos and Yontif. So what should be is man Gromo? Not like in Shabbos V'yontif. V'yoyser, the same halacha, the Rambam says, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, only by Yoyim, not by Laila. It's invited, Nochamo. This man grows by Yoyim. As I frequent them, I say, Kevin, Dachroyim. These are the Rambam always, Hako, Chayovim, Livnois, Anoshim, Vinoshim. So his man grows. So, I put the question to the Tarti. The Indian that ain't Beis HaMikdash, Noyim, B'Shabbos V'yontif, it's already Yisoyim and Bahari Kodesh is Yisoyim. The Maharit and Rabbi Kiveger and the Shara Melech and a lot of Gedele Achroinim, they all say there are those that are chaylik on it. It's a whole shmuz. But a lot of the Gedele Achroinim say a duk al Yisoyim is Ariyeh Deraviyale, and they bring a raya. One of the gemoyis that the Gemara says is a mitzvah essay that is lazman drama. When the Gemara in Kedushim gives the Rishima a dogma of a mitzvah that's not drama is Micah. The mitzvah of Micah is not man drama. You can't build a mic on Shabbos. Any boy mic of a Shabbos, it's malacha. You can't do a mic on Shabbos. So the mitzvah of mic was man grama because it's only the yom chol, not the Shabbos. So they say no. The mitzvah of mic is that there should be a mic all the time, and you have to build a mic. That mitzvah is even for Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos says, you know, that's a problem. It's not true. Make sure to do it before. And avad, it's not esed hachalos in there. You're not going to do it on Shabbos. But it's not a prat in Dina Hilchas Micah. When we say that something that's not noig on Shabbos is considered as man grom, it has to be mitzvah dinim. The gather of the mitzvah, this mitzvah is only noig b'choy, only on Pesach, only on Shabbos, only not on Shabbos. The Dina ya mitzvah. This that it's grad osur on Shabbos, the Hilchas Shabbos says not to build it. Hilchas Micah says to build it. The doimel is on based on Mikdash. This Yisoyed is used in many places. But we're still left with the kasha. What about the fact that ain't binyan based on Mikdash, el b'yoyim, and not b'layla? So there's a big arena on that. Some say that even though the actual building, mom is putting Evan al Evan, is not noiv v'layla, but all the hachonis, the preparations of preparing the materials, that is able to be done at night. And that suffices, it's not considered zman grama. Hagam, a chelik of the mitzvah taka has to be dafka done by day. And the emphasis is the shayla, it's even b'diyeva, the menachasrinach is mesupik. Let's say b'diyeva, they added a brick at night. You have to re-cement it, you have to take it off and put it back on. If mamash liikuva, the suffik in the menachasrinach, actually that would also be a teret, if it's not liikuva. So lamaisa, it is negay, the mitzvah. There's another Yisrael, the famous Yisrael, the Turiyevan uses this mitzvah when he talks about the topics of Zman Groma. The classic Zman Groma, the Gemara learns out from that mitzvah to other mitzvahs, they make a Yalfusa, is from Tfilin. Tfilin, every day is a new mitzvah. Every day is a new mitzvah. And it's not noyed by night, so by night it's ois. And when it comes the next day, a night mitzvah from Tfilin. Right? Nothing to do with the fact that you did wear Tfilin yesterday or you didn't. If you didn't, sure, if you did, it's not my word, you have to wear it again. That's a mitzvah that's Zman Groma. A new mitzvah comes every time. Of a building based on Migdash, he says, if you didn't build it the day before, it's the same mitzvah with the one you again. Granted, as a din, you're not like night, only by day. But when it's Chayzer V'Neir and it's day, it's not that a new mitzvah came in and this mitzvah was ushered in because it's day. It's the Chzelbeke mitzvah that was there before. There's rather limitations, yes. Yeah, by day, not by night. That's not called Zman Groma. The Lomdash has Beirah, but before that, Dostalay, it's not Dumi the Tfilin. The Makar is from Tfilin. Tefillin is the pshat that there's a mitzvah, chadosha, the whole yoim, that the yoim ushers in the mitzvah. There are many other truths on this topic. Sadeh Rabbi Beis HaMikdash and Bechlal veers off to a big Zman Groma dika topic. Amor, I wanted to say a vort. The lashon of the Rambam is, hakol chayovim livnois l'sai, kemisha v'midbar. Like the Mishkan. And by the Mishkan we know, it says, v'hanoshim heviu, that the ladies also wove and they sold suit to the b'niyas ha-mishkan. So I was clearing, you know, the Gemara tells the fact that there are mitzvahs essay that are Zman Groma, and alternatively there are mitzvahs essay that are not Zman Gromos, and the Gemara gives a list. But it's mavur. The Gemara is mavur. There are yoytim and aklal. Matzah is a Zman Groma. Moshe Machai, special din. Kol sheyesh nebechamet, sheyesh nebematzah. Achas dechayiv, and all the mitzvahs of Leila say. There's a lot of mitzvahs that are Zman Groma, and bechol zayis Moshe Machai. Mi'idach yisa, there are mitzvahs that are not Zman Groma, and Moshe Machpater. Pinyan Aben, Puravu. There is a school, but then there's exceptions. Maybe Beis HaMikdash is an exception. Avad, if Taka Zman Groma, it's not Noi B'Shabes, or if that wasn't Shveras Ari Revila, but it's not Noi B'Layla, maybe Taka Zman Groma. It's an exception to the rule. The Rambam is saying, why? Because it's the Yalfus, Azoi B'Mikdash Eben Midbar. Psekivon, Itzich HaGishmat, the Loshin of the Rambam, Hakol Chayovim Kim Mikdash Eben Midbar. The Iker, why you can't say this, is because the Rambam in Hilchas Avoy Dezorah, Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Gimel, over there the Rambam stells avek the etzem gedorim of Noshim that they're potter from the mitzvah essay shah Zman Groma. And the Rambam says that Noshim are potter from Zman Groma and except for a few exceptions to the rule. And he gives us the list what those exceptions are. Matzah, Kiddush. The Rambam tells us what the exceptions are. He doesn't say Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He says we have to zuch a kivon that Binyan Beis HaMikdash be'etzem is considered not as Zman Groma. To go say that it's Zman Groma and it's to the rule. But let's give him the duyik in the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Oren, if you do all the midos of the Oren are chetzi, ama v'chetzi, amasayim v'chetzi. Not a shleimistik by the Shulchan. The other one is amasayim, ama two amas. By the Oren, everything is half because a person by that avodah has to know that he's never shalem. A person has to know he has to have shittas in his learning. It's never b'shalem. He never finished yet. The Ramban writes, the lashon of the pasuk is ba'osu oron. Right, the whole time it's telling Bezalel ve'osiso, ve'osiso, ve'osiso. But by the oron it says ve'osu. So the Ramban says it's a remed because since the Oren is the Iker and it represents the Torah and it represents the Ashuras Hashchina, so everyone has to have a chelik in that. And then the Ramban, I don't exactly know what he means, but he says, so how does everyone have a shayichus? Not only the Tzalel does it, everyone does it together. V'osu, how, what exactly did they do? So he says it's Yitokhan that everyone had a shayichus, either because everyone was menadiv, a specific kli of Zohar for the Oren, and Yazai, everyone gave a donation. You don't know where your donation ends up, right? Right? A person donates to a moisis, he doesn't know his money's going b'chlal to pay for the fancy clothes for the mishulah. Who goes to get the money? Right? You have to know. He's paying for the horses, right? You have to know where that what they said, that the tzala was lachshay mavos. He knew how to read the machshavas. He knew, based on the darbi machshavas, where the money went. But the Ramban is saying over here, everyone has to have shayches to the Oren. So So he says everyone was neither b'kli zov, or they were yazol l'betzal izer ma'at. They would help betzal a little bit. I don't know what that means. Oy she yichavnu l'dover. Tzorech bira. I'm not sure what the Rambam means. Oy she yitnu kli zov la'oren. Oy yazru l'betzal izer ma'at. Oy she yichavnu l'dover. What kavana is the Ramban referring to over here when he says that's what they have to be mechavan to? Betabois ha'oroin yiyu habadim lo yasuru mimenu. Why? Dafka by the oron bazunder, there's an im that you're never allowed to take out the badim from the tabois. The Sefer Achinuch writes that this is an inal pisoi, that the tzura of Mishkan is with the badim, that's the tzura of Mishkan, that's of oron. We don't want it even with bizman muat not to have that tzura. He says it's an inyan of soid. We know that the Oren represents the Torah Alein, the Yisachar. The Badei Ha'oren represents the Zvulun. And it's saying over here, Lo Yasuru Mimenu. The Zvulun has to be Shtendik Mechubra to the Oren. Whether that means that he has to Alein also have a Shaykh Kulimen HaTorah literally, or if a Patmicha has to be of a Kviyastik Oifen, of Kasedidik Oifen, over the Badim is Lo Yasuru Mimenu. The Meshech Chochma, though, he says, the Shar Fazach, he says also the Babi Aaron or the Tainchev, but the Babi Aaron is Lo Yasur Mimenu. They have to always be Shaykh to the Aaron. So he says, what's Taket of Shaf? The purpose of Badim is when you're carrying the Aaron. So when they're doing the Masois, like the other, when it's Bishas the Masois, then you put in the Badim, and that's when you should have the Badim. Why is it so necessary by the Aaron that it always has the Badim? So he gives a muscle, the Meshech Chochma. It says, by the Menorah, Raman Shon was, they used to light the Menorah side by Yoyim and side by Laila. What are you lighting the menorah by day? The tariff is what you need it for the light. Chazal teach us the chila oyruhu tzarach, the menorah, the matar of the menorah was for the light. Adara, we have dashrosa shchina, the light is not from that. So we light menorah even by day to show you azos nefashtein, we're not doing it for the light. As I say, we're showing you already. Zog de meshechocha, the same shot with the badi oran. You think that the badim are there that the noisim could be able to carry the oran? Oroin noise es noiso. Al ze nenash uzo. And he was nenash, he was nice. Oroin noise es noiso. It's literally, the Yisachar is noise es woman. The way we get that message across is that the oroin is noise es noiso is because we say, what? The badim are the dafka b'shastam asois? No, the badim also not b'shastam asois. That's a proba that even when it is b'shastam asois, that's not the matar of the badim. To us, yeah, mistama, like the chinuch is saying, that there's a gifis tzura to it, that that's the tzura of the Mishkan. On top of the Oren, you had the Kruvim. The Torah doesn't say beferish the shear of the Kruvim. You know, by all the other things, it says the Shiurim, Amo, Masayim. It doesn't say the shear of the Kruvim. The Gemara in Sukkah has a Masayra to teach us what the Shiurim is. Oh, but the Torah doesn't say it. I heard once of Shah, because the Kruvim represent the Ava that there is between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the MSU were able to tell when the Klal Yisrael was Oisoini Shalmokim, the two Kruvim were Poinim Zelazeh, they were Ma'urim Zebazeh, they were looking at each other. And when it was Rahman al-Islam, not Oisoini Shalmokim, they weren't facing each other. The Pashtat, it's not the Pshat, that there's just two totally not facing, totally, yeah. It was at Studi, the Gemara says. To say, Mestam, at any given moment, Klal Yisrael's Matzah, Boifim Kloli, where they were holding in their relationship with the Zivik, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was at any moment represented the exact angle of how they were facing each other. It wasn't just two options, not black and white. The darg of how stark they were facing each other or not at any given moment was could see the darg of how Klal Yisrael was with the Rabbanu Shlom. But on the front of this barometer, this measuring, this representative of Ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that doesn't have a shear. That the Torah doesn't say a shear. The Ava is on a shear. It doesn't say a shear. On the other hand, we know the Gemara does say that we know that the Oren was Ava B'cheti. So the Gemara says Amma v'cheti, the six tefachim in Amma. So that means that there was three Amma, but that the highest one, it was Tisha tefachim. The Kapyrus itself was a tefach, the state. The Kapyrus was a tefach. So that's 10 tefachim. And because of that, the Gemara can figure out that the Kruvim were another 10 tefachim. How does the Gemara know that? The Gemara has a cheshbin that we know now from Kruvei Shloimoi. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, Shloimeh HaMelech, two huge Kruvim, not on the Oren, two huge Kruvim that were B'shlish HaBayis HaNangim. The Gemara makes the cheshbon that the Kruvei Shloimeh were 10 amas high. The roof of by the Mikdash. The Sinoshim was 30 on the side. So the Kruvim Shloimim were B'Shlish HaBayit in London. So the Gemara, similarly, we learn out of Fusa that the Kruvim of the Mishkan, of the Aroim, were also B'Shlish HaMishkan HaMindim. And about the Mishkan, Krushim with 10 Amis. So that's 60 Tvachim. So a third of that is 20 Tvachim. And if the Aroim, the Kapyrus, is already 10, the you get the Cheshim that the Kruvim is 10 Tvachim. And the Gemara is out in Sukkah, the Gabi Hilchus Sukkah, that that's the Shir for Schach, because the Seichachim, the Chanfeim, that the Knafayim of the Kruvim were 10 Tvachim, that's the Gemara runs out. But the Gemara has a Kasha, that is a Machloikis Tanoim, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If each Amma is 6 Tvachim, or an Amma is only 5 Tvachim. The Cheshim we just made, the Gemara is going that an Amma is 6 Tvachim. If an Amma is 6 Tvachim, so that the Oran is an Amma and a half is 9, the Kafir is 10. Sanazol has to get to 20, because Shlish Habayis, and you mainly left with 10. But like Rabbi Yehuda, the Aron itself, Amma v'cheti, is only 7.5 tefachim, five tefachim in an Amma. And the Gemara says the Cheshbon is going to come out different. The Pella is, I saw Frektus Fasemes. Anyways, the Cheshbon is going to come out different. The Beis Hamikdash was 30 Ammas high. And the Kruvei Shleimah says with 10 Ammas high. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Kruvei Shleimah with 10 Ammas high, also it was only 5 tefachim to an Amma. So the Kruvei Shleimah themselves were only 50 tefachim, not 60 tefachim. They were less than a third of the bodies. And the male is the numbers of the cloud. I don't want to cheshbon the decimals in that, but it comes in a gantan under the cheshbon. So my sense, Fasena says, no, the Kruvei Shleimah was so large, they have a din of bias. L'moshel, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda only holds the clay ha-mishkan, the Amos of five fachim. But the Mishkan alone, the Mikdash alone, the Kroshim, the Amos of Adir, the Amos of Shishit fachim. Kruvei Shleimah, Avada, are binyan. 10 Amos high. Even Rabbi Yehuda's mind is that it's Nimdad with the Amos of fachim. So a cheshbon is in that's from the Sech Tesukkavit. You have the Aroin, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan. Rashi brings all three of them had a Zer. And Rashi says up in earth, Aroin Zer is Keser Torah, the Shulchan is Keser Malchus, and the Mizbeach is Keser Kahuna. Now Al Gabem, you have also the Menorah. The Menorah have a Zer. The Menorah doesn't have a Zer, but the Menorah has the Oira Menorah. The Oira Menorah Alein is Gematria is there. That's the Kesser Shein Toiv Oila Al Gabeim on the Kesser Toira, on the Kalchus, on the Kesser Tuna. The Krushim were made of Atzei Shoindim. Chazal bring us that the Krushim came from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu saw the Nevuah that the Yidden are going to be in Mitzrayim and eventually they're going to come out. And for hundreds of years, when the Yidden were Chayim, they were planting these huge, huge, huge Eitzim that are Atzei Shitim Oindim that are going to be able to make Krushim that are 10 Amas high, an Am and a half by an Am, a huge Zatzig Eitzim. They slept on when they went to the Midbar. They had a Messiah for hundreds of years. Yes, Mentah Sharitumah and Lashin Lashayim and all the different facets of what's going on there when you read in Mitzrayim. Over the entire time, they had a Messiah from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Ish Emes. You know, the Keresh, if you spell the letters the other way, it's Sheker. It's the same letters as Sheker. When it's the wrong, when it's Shalaika Sidron. A Keresh is when it's the Emes of Eg, when it's Leishin. Alpi, the Derech Emes. When it's not in the Vulbul and you mix up your priorities and the thing that's not supposed to be first, I'm the middle and this, and you start with the end, Bechlal. No, that's Sheker. Titein emes liyakoyv yakoyv shtel davek already in the shirish advarim krushim. I saw, but then also that the briach atichon, there's different shot where the briach atichon came from. I saw there was some of the medrashim bringing was from Yaakov. Yaakov had a makel, asheravati as hayardein. Makel of Yaakov is the briach atichon. Others say that the briach atichon comes from Avraham Avinu. That's why you need also have chesed and tire. The krushim is Yaakov. The briach atichon is Avraham. But according to this medrash, it's oichet from Yaakov. The emes of Yaakov, that he was mashushing them for the old hundreds of years. As they're waiting, there's always going to be the krushim. But I think a murder of the hair, the nakud of the krushim, to create the emes, the mishkan. The mishkan, not like the mikdash, the etzem, mimaso l'maso, the mishkan went from one place to another place. There was no kedusha, the etzem there. And every time, by Yisu, a new place. And the Anani Kov tells him that they're stopping over, they're selling mishkan. What creates the Mishkan? See, Mikdash Be'etzem has Kedusha. It's the Mokam HaRamiriyah, that's the Mokam. What's the Kedusha? Krushim that creates the Mechitza, that is the Kedusha. And a person has to know that when he's going Mimasa L'Masa, the Masa Chayav, and the story that everyone goes through in his life, Membeis Masois, that's for Parshas Masa, although that's for Hagantia. Person is Dorch and Dorch, a Masa of Membeis Masois, in every Masa, Vayisu, and Vayel, and then Nochamo, there was a Nasiya, and then you have to shtel back at the end of Kedusha. The Yisoid has to be from Kroshim. The Kroshim is Mushrish and Emes L'Yakoy, and the Kroshim create the Mechitza. The Mechitzas create Kroshim. Memela, I'm not going down the Lomas of Sukkah, what's the Ikkar, the Schach, the Doifin, or the Chalal, Sukkah, Alein, all the Yonim. But the Kroshim create the Mechitza, and Memela, that's Mesavah, the Kedusha, the Yisoid and the Shoirish of the Kroshim. So one harvest on the Urias, it's before that the Urias were made out of Klein. So I saw it just now, the Yerushalmi and Klein says that Klein is only also Halova Levisha. To be in an oil of Klein is not also, it's only Halova Levisha. The Shaka Vatari, Havamina, the Maskon of Yerushalmi is that oil of Klein is not a problem. So some other say, the Harai from the Mishkan. The Urias, the Urias was made out of Klein. Of Lacharis, this can Raya. The big Dikun Alei is given Klein. So this can Raya. The din is the mice of true, that about the oil is not Klayim. Bringing a rye from Mishkan, anyways, when Eir Bein Mishkan, the big tikkun is anyway Klayim. Well, this given the fair, if the what's it called was Klayim. Good.